this town here has sort of been going through cleanup. People are trying to salvage things from their house. The reality is, when you talk to them, there's nothing that they can salvage when it's been touched by this red toxic chemical mix. People showed me sores on their hands. They've been cleaning up for 2 days. They got sores on their hands where they've been getting in contact with the red sludge. Now we're seeing the results that the pH isn't low enough, that fish are dying. Also, the issue of heavy metals, cadmium, chromium, poisons like arsenic, also believed to be in this toxic. It is downstream that the biggest concern is right now, that in the Danube River, that the contaminants have now begun to reach the Danube River. What we've seen happening here is a mixture of chemicals and plaster being poured into some of the smaller rivers to lower the caustic nature of the chemical pollutants in the water.
9 years ago, the first shots of the U.S. war on terror were fired here in Afghanistan, beginning with a series of airstrikes on Taliban positions. The Taliban ruled more than 90% of the territory in this country. Well, fast forward to today. There are some 150,000 foreign troops on the ground here, nearly 100,000 U.S. soldiers on the ground here. This has been the bloodiest year yet of this 9-year conflict for not only the U.S. troops, with more than 300 American soldiers killed over the course of this year, but also for the NATO forces as well.
Well, I am surprised. I am still very surprised. I still don't believe it's true. On the other hand, I am very pleased and happy and encouraged. This is a kind of recognition that for any writer, well, it's an extraordinary event. It will be a great encouragement for the books that I still think to write.
I noticed these packages out in the middle of the street.
A passing car had already hit one of the bags, and $20 bills started flying out.
Three great big bags full of money was all over the street.
Everybody else was running out in the street, grabbing all that loose money, and the wind was taking it down Washington Street.
Tim and his wife Vicky dragged the three bundles to the curb, then waited for police and the truck driver to come pick up the money, estimated at just under $2 million. Minus, of course, the estimated $20,000 that blew away and got snatched up.